just down here at the the place where there used to be a bin, a waste bin, that was then taken away, and no one knows why. And then subsequently, over the last 2 years, when we've asked about the replacement of it and getting a new one, we've been told that first of all there wasn't one. Then obviously we pointed out there was one. Then we were told the price was £700 to get it installed as a result of the Tory Council's contract with the then Enterprise, now Amy. Local residents are still keen to see bin erected there. My colleague, Councillor Julia Davidson, has looked at other options, including the moving of a slightly damaged bin to this location, and has even asked the local fish and chip shop if they would be interested in sponsoring a bin, you know, to show their commitment to the local community, etc. But as yet, as a result of a slight change in management, it seems that is still in limbo. A meeting is needed there between myself, Councillor Julia Davidson, and obviously the chip shop to properly affirm the possibility, and we also need to get some costings on that. But you know, it's a crazy situation. It's just almost like iconic of the scenario that we find ourselves in now, with the City Council having sold off the silverware, flogged off the services, you know. And if it's not written down on a bit of paper, a contract, then I'm afraid common sense can't prevail. Now, I have been told by one officer that, you know, there is a bin up the steps near the bus stop, but you know, it's one of those things that you have to know the local area first of all to know that factor. Secondly, if you're an older person, then dare I say walking up additional steps when you're perhaps walking back from the shops and you just want to get home, it's not an ideal solution. And quite simply, it makes complete sense for a bin to be located underneath the subway, which, or on the steps here, where, you know, youngsters sometimes sit on a nice day after their fish and chips, or people just making use of the footpath or cycleway. There is a bin, you know, a few hundred yards up, but again, like today, that's full. You know, so you do need additional bins, you know. And one thing that I think the City Council should provide is a proper and efficient waste service, and local residents. They're not asking for the world, they're asking for a bin. So again, myself, my colleague Councillor Davidson, will continue to fight and call for common sense and campaign until eventually we get the solution that not only we want, but most importantly the local residents want.